B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Second date update brought to you by Big Y World Class Market. Warm weather means barbecues, picnics, and Big Y's delicious, just like mom's deli salads. Homestyle potato, egg and potato, macaroni, or cold slaw made with only the finest ingredients and only at Big Y. Paul, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, I'm on a date with a girl, and she's not getting back. I felt like it was going great, man, but now she's not returning my calls, and I wanted to find out if you guys can get in touch with her and you know, try to help me out.
Okay, well, how'd it go when you guys were hanging out? Like, why is she not, why she don't like you no more, man?
I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but it went well, man. Like, you know, it went as well as a date could possibly go.
Probably could have gone better because maybe she would have wanted to see you again. So, like, it went so there wasn't one thing that you think might have, like, thrown her off a little bit?
I mean, I can't think of anything. No, man, it went great.
Okay, so the date went great, but was there anything maybe after that could have happened that she found out about or...
No. What the hell? What did she find out about?
I don't know. It wouldn't be the first.
How dare you ask that question?
So defensive.
I know, right?
This dude, listen, Pebbles, he got up four times and he saw four pitches and hit a home run each time. There was not one mistake made in that game.
Okay.
27 up, 27 down on 27 pitches. The perfect, perfect game. All right. Hang on. We're going to call her for you next, okay?
All right, thanks, man.
All right, second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Paul, man. He, like, when I tell you that he was amazing on his last date with this girl, Kendra, you could not be more amazing than Paul. No crust on the side of his mouth. No scratching weird parts of his body. No saying weird things. No requesting crab rangoons, getting shoved somewhere weird. None of that stuff. The last date was perfect. Except since then, she doesn't want to see him again. Paul, are you ready for us to call her now?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Okay, now if she answers the phone, there's a slight possibility that she might say something that might hurt your feelings.
I doubt that very much, but all right.
Right, of course. Okay, stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kendra?
Who's speaking?
Kendra, we're calling you. I can tell we just woke you up, and I'm sorry for that, but I can explain why we're calling. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And just give me 10 seconds and I can explain why we're calling you.
Okay,
so we got a phone call.
Wait, am I like on the radio right now?
No, of course not. Maybe, yeah. So we got a call from a guy who likes you. And here's the good news. First of all, two tidbits of good news. You know who he is. I'm going to tell you his name in a second. And you also like him, according to what he said. So he thinks that you guys would make a good couple and would love to take you out on a nice date so you guys can get to know each other better and, you know, things of that nature. So what we're offering is we will let you pick a date, a restaurant you'd like to go to whenever you're free, all that stuff. And we will reserve everything for you and we'll pay for the entire date.
Okay.
Yes.
Who is it? Sure.
Okay, okay, perfect. Oh. Okay, so the guy's name is Paul, and you already went out with him before.
Do I have to pick Paul?
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
you're playing with our emotions right now.
Yeah, he's the guy that called, so it would have to be a day with him, yes.
Oh, he called you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
called. About me?
Yes, and he said that you guys really hit it off. He said last time you guys hung out that, you know, you really, like, the date went amazing and he would love to hang out with you again.
I mean, honestly, Paul's great. I need someone that's more of, like, a real man.
Oh, here we go.
A real man.
A real man.
He was, like, crying.
He was crying
after sex.
Hold the f*** on.
Kendra, Paul's on the phone right now.
Y'all did not
down. Okay, it's not like I was like, oh my God, this is like the best sex ever. Like, you know, it wasn't because I was emotional. This bitch, like, grabbed my balls and squeezed them like she was trying to, you know, juice some lemons, all right? Like, she was
juice what? Some what? Lemons.
I cried because I was in pain. Those were tears of joy.
Hold on.
This sounds like just a misunderstanding.
Kendra, you were squeezing his balls and that's what caused him to cry?
Yeah, I mean, guys love that, so...
What do you mean guys love that?
My last boyfriend would beg for it. Like, please squeeze my f***ing balls. So I would squeeze his f***ing balls, and he f***ing loved it.
Okay. So, okay, that's one guy. Have you done it with anybody else?
No, I've only been with one guy.
Oh, that explains
wow.
it. You were with a psycho.
He was not a psycho. He just wanted his balls squeezed.
I don't know any guy that likes his balls squeezed, so...
Everybody has their thing.
Okay, so, well, now we know it's a misunderstanding. Okay, so.
Right. This sounds like an easy fix.
Yeah, it's easy.
Right?
Okay, just don't squeeze Paul's balls next time you guys have sex.
Paul's balls.
Yeah, leave Paul's balls alone.
You don't have to leave them alone. Just be gentle with them.
Okay, so there you go.
Just squeeze them like a sponge.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, so Kendra, would you like another date with them or?
I'm good, actually.
You're good to go on another date?
No.
Alright, well, you know what? Thank you, and thank you very much, then. You know, I'm leaving my balls in one piece.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.